This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A group of seven leaders have brought pledges to share vaccine doses and make a fairer global economy to a seaside summit in England. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson opened the summit Friday, saying the coronavirus pandemic should not be allowed to leave a lasting scar on the world. The wealthy nation's leaders were all smiles as Johnson greeted them on the sand, but jostled with one another about who is doing most to help poorer nations fight back from the pandemic. The Wealthy Democracies Club is expected to commit to sharing at least 1 billion vaccine shots with struggling countries, including 500 million doses from the United States. Iraq's oil sector is rebounding after a catastrophic year triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with key investment projects on the horizon. That's according to Iraq's oil minister Friday. But he also warned that an enduring bureaucratic culture of fear threatens to stand in the way. Oil Minister Hassan Abdul Jabbar Ismail told the Associated Press he can now focus on other priorities. In the interview, he offered a rare glimpse into the inner workings of the country's most significant ministry. Iraq's oil industry is responsible for 90% of state revenues. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday said that Russia's relations with the U.S. had deteriorated to their lowest point in recent years. In an excerpt of an exclusive interview with NBC due to air on full on Monday, Putin called former U.S. President Donald Trump a colorful individual and said he can work with the successor, Joe Biden. Trump was criticized for cozying up to Putin during his 4 years in office. As for Biden, Putin said the current U.S. president is radically different from Trump because President Biden is a career man. He has spent virtually his entire adulthood in politics. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that Congress is now considering big changes to the structure of the big four tech companies.
A bipartisan group of House lawmakers is proposing sweeping changes to reduce the market power of big tech companies, possibly forcing Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple to sever their dominant platforms from their other lines of business. These proposals stem from a 15-month investigation into alleged abuse of market power and monopolistic behavior.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. At 4 o'clock local time Sunday afternoon, Israel's Knesset will take the steps that will likely unseat the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the country's longest-serving PM. First incoming Prime Minister, ultra-nationalist Naftali Bennett, and his alternate Yair Lapid will be addressing the government body before Netanyahu has an opportunity to respond. After some debate, a leader will be elected. Bennett has vowed to chart a new course aimed at healing the country's division and restoring a sense of normalcy. The new coalition consists of eight parties from across Israel's political spectrum. That includes a small Arab party that has made history by joining a government for the first time there. If even one party bolts, the government would be at serious risk of collapse, and Netanyahu intends to stay on as an opposition leader is waiting in the wings. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has made no secrets of his long list of political enemies and just was not clear until now how far he would go to try to punish them. Two House Democrats disclosed this week that their smartphone data was secretly obtained by the Trump Justice Department as part of an effort to uncover the source of leaks related to the investigation of Russian-related election interference. It was a stunning revelation that one branch of government was using its power to gather private information on another, a move that carried echoes of President Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal. And recapping our top story, the group of seven leaders brought pledges to share vaccine doses and make a fairer global economy to a seaside summit in England. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson opened the summit on Friday, saying that the coronavirus pandemic would not be allowed to leave a lasting scar on the world. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.